Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic. And we're really pleased to bring our next guest to the microphone. Vanderbilt basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse joins us now here on Morning Drive. Jerry, thanks so much for coming on with us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
Good morning, fellas. Thank you for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So Jerry, we've talked a lot here on the show about how your team has continually shown improvement throughout this year as the SEC schedule has progressed. What's it been like from your vantage point to watch your young guys continue to improve as they come down the stretch here?
Well, man, it really started back in the spring. You know, I just think we're starting to build kind of a way to play, a way to approach, daily improvement and the player development side of it. Coaches do a really good job, man, and it's a process. And to watch them learn how to, share the floor with each other and get better, day to day and come out and compete the way they compete. And I think that's the most important thing is competing. We're learning how to the compete level that's necessary to be able to win in the SEC. And I think we're starting to understand that and see that a lot better than we did early on.
Obviously, a lot of adversity for this team, Jerry. You lose Aaron Nesmith and Cleavon Brown. Jordan Wright missed a game that you won. You've had several walk-ons in there, but Saban Lee, to me, has become SEC all first team caliber guy for you. Just had 38 at Alabama, has had a lot of big time performances. I remember you talking before the year about sort of how he needs to not be faster than the play at times. He can get by anyone whenever he wants. It seems like he's really picked up some of the nuances of maybe changes speeds and patience and setting people up. What specifically has gotten better for him from the time you started working with him to now?
And I think it's really going to continue to improve, man. But I think he's just the game is slowing down for him a little bit. And I think everything for all these guys, it's another level of strength that they're coming into, especially our younger guys that's coming away from high school. But I think even for Saban, it's always been about I just have to do it as fast as I can or as hard as I can. And I think he's when he starts to mix up his gears a little bit, and I think really starting to see plays develop and see how not only he can make plays early on. That's what for him is the key part is getting his teammates involved early. If he can find a way to get them involved early, then that's going to open up things for him later on. And I think, it doesn't matter if he doesn't have a big first half. Some of the better games that we've had and all year, he may not have gotten off to the quickest start, but he still was able to find it in the second half or something once he got his teammates involved. So that's why I kind of challenged him to see if he could lead the league in assists, because I saw that type of ability from him, to make other guys better, because he's going to caused so much attention, and to watch that happen and develop, and it's been with some growing pains. Believe me, I'm saying he's been the target of some mean film sessions, but over the course of the year, man, he's taken constructive criticism. He's gotten better. I think that's the biggest thing I can say about Saban is he you can coach him. You know what I'm saying? I think he wants to be coached. He wants to be great. And, you know, so it's been a pleasure to watch that. I mean, he and Scotty both, because I mean, obviously I'm a little harder on the point guards because they supposed to know where everybody else is supposed to be. And these guys haven't had a lot of rep of doing that at this level. You know, they've been pretty good, you know, in high school. But again, it's mostly relying on athleticism. Now you got to rely on using your smarts and your poise and your brain. And I think they're combining the two, and it's pretty evident of what's happening to our team as they've gotten better and grown.
Jerry, what's been the biggest thing you've learned about yourself as a coach this year as you've gone through this process now in the SEC?
I just think for me, man, it's about being consistent every day. You know, I didn't come in, and obviously I had a lot bigger, you know, hopes for our team, you know, when I saw it constructed and I looked at the pieces that we had coming into the start of the season from back in.
Jerick?
I think we may have lost him there.
Yep, may have lost him.
We'll work on that.
We'll try to get him back.
Try to get Jerry Stackhouse back.
Interesting, you know, mean film sessions with Saban Lee. I think it's pretty clear from the start, you know, Jerry Stackhouse, pretty frank talker. You know,
yeah.
Not like a yeller screamer, but pretty
honest.
Yeah, you know, comes out and very, very specific and challenging in what he wants from his guys. So, I mean, look, Saban Lee was a really talented player in 2 years, but he's becoming a great player now.
No question
about
Jerry
back.
And we've got Jerry back on the line now. Sorry about that, Jerry. I was just asking what you learned in your first year.
I was hitting the little volume button on the phone. My cousin down. Sorry about that. But no, I was just like, man, I think these guys, just watching them get better, you know, from the summer. Like, I had a different outlook. You know, coming into the season when I had Aaron, you know, and like, man, this kid can really shoot the basketball. You know, Cleavon can space out the five. You know, we had a different, real outlook of doing something special this year. And then Aaron gets out, Cleavon's out for the year. Now we had to switch gears, and we had to switch gears at the beginning of the SEC season. Like I said, if this could have, if their perfect world, we would have known this in the preseason. Then we had time to adjust, but we had to start adjusting and playing a different way and a different style in conference play. So that took us, we took our lumps right there at the beginning, had a couple bad losses because we were adjusting, and a little bit of a hangover of like, oh, here we go again. Same thing happened last year. Garland went down. Now Aaron's down. And like, instead of kind of woe is me, we did have a little bit of woe is me for a couple of days, but it's like, man, we got to get over that. We got enough to still do something special, and I think those guys believed and they trusted in their work, and here we are now with this, you know, as confident and playing as well as we've had all season.
And before we get into the Arkansas matchup, Jerry, which is really an attractive game Wednesday night, Bridgestone Arena, on that roster, do you are you expecting Cleavon Brown to be back for a fifth year? And then what about Aaron in particular, and then maybe Saban too, you know, giving a look to the NBA?
Man, you never know. Like I would hate to be presumptuous, you know, as far as, you know, Cleavon's concerned. I mean, I think he has an opportunity to petition to the conference for a fifth year. I mean, he's eligible for that. But, again, I think that's something that has to come down from the conference office. He's not, you know, still in the rehab process of, you know, getting back, but he's doing a lot better. As far as Aaron goes, I think a lot depends on his bone scan that he, you know, has to continue to show teams that he's healthy. And I think that's going to be, he shows that thing is healing and doing as the way it should, then I think he's possibly close to a lottery pick or first round pick. And if that's not the case, then he could fall. And if he falls, I think it's a great opportunity, a great, great possibility that he comes back, because I think he should not settle for a second rounder. I mean, because he's first round talent. I think there's no doubt in my mind the track that he was on, he would have been player of the year in this conference. He was on an unbelievable tear. And so I think, and Saban, you know, he's obviously had a big uptick, you know, since, you know, Aaron's been out, you know, has been able to showcase himself. And so there could be some opportunities. I haven't really seen him in any mock drafts, but I'm pretty sure if he would have a big tournament, which we're hoping that he will, that, you know, he could, his name could really come to the top. So, but it's, and that's a good thing, man. I think the thing about, I tell these guys all the time, man, it's not about getting to the league. It's about staying, you know, and I think that's the most important thing, that we try to prepare them and get as much of this information and stuff that I have to give and our coaches have to give, so that you can be there and have some longevity, stick around a little bit. But I'm going to be a resource for those guys regardless. I mean, they're my guys now, so no matter if they leave, they're still going to come back here and learn and understand how they can get better at the next level as well. That's the type of commitment that I have to every kid that I play for, and that have played for me.
Arkansas's got a guy I think we'll see in the league in Mason Jones, who's just been on a tear. But then they get Isaiah Joe back, and I know they've still been up and down, but how dangerous is that duo for them, and what do you think about this matchup Wednesday night?
Well, I mean, I think it's a good matchup, man. Everything should be good at this point of the season. I mean, it's the SEC tournament. Team should be kind of who they are at this point. Should be playing, hopefully playing their best basketball. I think we're playing our best basketball. We're not the same team that played them earlier in the year. We're not, you know, just not the same team that we were in the early in the year, and I'm pretty sure they're not either. So, I mean, it's just about, we know that they have talented players, and we have talented players, and it's now just about who's going out and competing and who wants it. It's like, you know, we know what they're going to run. They know probably what we're going to run. But I think it's just about, like, who's going to compete, man? Who's going to be the tougher team? Who's going to rebound the basketball? Who's going to come over and make the tough plays and help their teammates and cover for their teammates? That's what it comes down to, and I think that our guys are, you know, they're really confident, and I think they're ready to try to showcase what they know.
Got Vanderbilt men's basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse with us. Jerry, last thing, a lot of talk today, it seems like every day more and more, about the coronavirus. Obviously, I think Vanderbilt now is no in-person classes for the rest of the month. You know, you're seeing some sports events where they're talking about no fans. Do you have any indication of a change at all this week at the SEC tournament? And what kind of, you know, what kind of things have you guys discussed as a staff or even as a team about this?
Well, we actually, man, it's all kind of new. That news came down last night. To, you know, we got an email from administration letting us know that the classes were going to be canceled for the rest of the week and could possibly longer, possibly maybe even have some online stuff going on. Moving forward. But we got another briefing this morning with all of the head coaches to try to figure out, you know, a little more in depth of what's the next steps. But it's scary, man, because I mean, I think the country's a little bit scared right now, just because it's a lot of unknown. But I think I haven't heard anything from the tournament. I think everything's going to go on as usual, you know, business as usual from that standpoint. So we're going to prepare the same way. But again, as you know, obviously the kids was in study hall yesterday when they heard the news. So you can know you can imagine how that went. Probably with my studying going on, everybody trying to think about how can I get home. but I was like, yo, we got a little business to take care of here. But again, it's a little bit of a distraction. But at the same time, I think everybody's best interest is trying to, you know, find what's the best for our students and our faculty and everybody to make sure that everybody's safe. So, you know, we're at a pretty good place. You know, I think being here at Vanderbilt and have the hospital and the medical, you know, at our disposal, being able to get that information and how to best go about it is a plus for sure.
Vanderbilt men's basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Jerry, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and good luck this week in the SEC tournament.
Appreciate you, man. Go Doors.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jerry.
Interesting stuff there. I am kind of fascinated how teams are going to handle this coronavirus stuff and just everything that comes with it. I mean, obviously, basketball, there's a lot of close hand-to-hand combat. There's sweat going on, a whole bunch of different things that you have to account for. So hopefully, you know, we can continue to try to, I guess, as you said earlier, slow this trend and reverse this trend. So it doesn't affect us even more than it already has.
It's just, again, if guys are elbowing each other, yeah, spitting on each other, sweating on each other,
yeah,
it's okay for them to high-five after the game.
Yeah, that's very true. When we come back, which SEC team do we think has the best chance to run the distance in the NCAA tournament. We'll get into that next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.